Is my Ray Charles imitation over here doing that? Is that
good? Not great. Good, not great.
It's a little bit of Stevie Wonder in there.
There's a little bit of Stevie Wonder.
I know. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Granger Nissan, proud sponsors of the Play Ball Kids. Also, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Granger Nissan wants you to stop by this week. And, you know, the rainy weekends in which you can't go out and you can't play golf and you can't play tennis and you can't bike and you can't whatever, those are great times to go to Granger Nissan because they got some inside cars in there. Like, you can see their inside vehicles, too. So, why not do a little pre-shopping? GrangerNissan.com, GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com, I should say. And then, you know, kind of pick it out, narrow it down, look at the inventory, and then go over and take a little test drive this weekend. They'd love to see you. Love to meet you. Love to meet your family. No pressure. You're going to love the great-looking cars over there, the complete inventory. Almost 400 cars on the inventory right now. It's our great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Stop by and see those good folks off of Clemson Boulevard right there. In Anderson. Time now for our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. We're bringing in our good friend John Tompkins. John, am I right to say, of the guys out there, maybe Charlie Pellett, maybe he does a little more fly fishing, but as far as like freshwater, pond, lake fishing, I think you might be the fishing aficionado.
I don't know about that. Charlie definitely fishes more than anybody in the office, but Stillwell used to fish a while back, a lot more than he does today, and Jinx certainly knows his way around the lake, too. So, yeah, some experience over there with the definitely freshwater fishing.
I like it, man. What do I need to know? It's kind of that springy kind of year. We had the Bassmasters and all kinds of things come through here, and I know people are pretty excited about some freshwater fishing here in the upstate.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting the doldrums of summertime when it comes to hunting seasons, and one of the things you could fill it with is getting out there and fishing and without having to go all the way to the beach in the salt water. And it's probably a good freshwater options around here with the rivers and lakes. And I was just going to mention some of the more popular fish for anglers or just in general popularity or the amount of times you come across these fish in the state of South Carolina. You know, there's obviously the largemouth bass, which is the most prominent fish in South Carolina, certainly for anglers. They like warm water habitats, which is what you're going to find around here in the lakes and rivers, all over the state, actually. And they're the most important fish to the state. There's more money and time spent pursuing this fish than any other. And in terms of the ecological balance, they control the brim and shad populations, which is pretty important because the brim and shad are also very prominent in the waters around here as well. You can also find, or the best things to catch the best lures and so forth are ways to catch the largemouth bass, plastic worms, crankbaits, spinners, etc. There are numerous ways to catch the largemouth bass, and just getting your line wet is the best start and good way to do it. But there's another fish you can go out there and try to find, a little travel involved, would be a smallmouth bass found in South Carolina. You can find them in Lake Jocastee, Kiwi, Upper Broad River. They're not native to South Carolina. They like the cooler waters and the large mountain streams. In the pool, slow-moving areas of the streams, or even in the lakes, like I said, Jocassee and Kiwi. The smallmouth bass was introduced to the waters in South Carolina, in the northwest part of the upstate, long, long time ago, and they seem to thrive in, like I said, the cooler waters and so forth of the state. And nationally, it's probably thought, the smallmouth bass is probably thought of as the most preferred sports fish, freshwater sports fish in the country. Best way to catch those, spinner baits and jigs. I don't have that much experience with them, but I'm sure there's some other ways, but I think the best two ways lure wise would be spinner baits and jigs. Another bass you can find around here is called a red eye bass. They're found in the northern Savannah River Basin, Jocassee, Kiwi, Hartwell, Russell, and even the upper Saluda and Broad Rivers. They like the cooler waters, like the smallmouth bass, and they like overhanging banks, rocks, and submerged log structure in water and so forth. Surface lures, small spinners, worms, and shad is a good way to attract those and catch those as well. I've never caught a red-eye bass. In researching this, I kind of want to go try that. Some other real popular, well-known, the bluegill, statewide rivers, all over the lakes, rivers, ponds. You'll find them anywhere. They're most commonly used to stock ponds and you know, lakes and so forth. Just very common. Worms, small insects, corn. I've caught them on all kinds of different things, small hooks and so forth, and just kind of pole fishing with them. And it's kind of the most popular way to do that. Also, crappie is another one that's properly found here. They're found in the backwaters of the streams and rivers and lakes and so forth. And they prefer vegetated areas or areas of the lake that have vegetation. Very popular fish for anglers. As a matter of fact, DNR constructs and marks areas to attract the crappie. Very popular with anglers out there. Live minnows, jigs, or grubs, good way to catch those. The striped bass is another real popular one, found in all areas of South Carolina. They like the slow-moving water due to their spawning habits. They're found in most rivers and lakes and so forth that have natural flow to them. And they can grow to 60 pounds in the fresh water. But the one unique thing about striped bass is they actually live in both marine waters and fresh waters. And if you end up catching them in the marine waters down on the coast, you can actually catch them. They can get up to even 120 pounds. They found them there. But they're also very popular with anglers. Live bait is a good way to get the herring and shad. That's the only way I've ever fished for them. I know that there are some crankbaits and so forth that it can get them too, but I think the best way to approach that is live bait, herring and shad, or even, but there's other fish. I won't get into more detail. Obviously, there's tons of different catfish in the state you can get. There's trout, rainbow brook, brown trout. They're all found in the cooler waters, the kind of the Jocassee, all the upper mountain streams and so forth. We have sturgeons, gar, perch, bowfin, shad, pike, walleye, and carp. All these can be found in South Carolina, and they're all good fish to go out there and find. And if you really want to, you know, something to do with your spare time, you know, try to catch all these fish. Try to, you know, research the different ways to get out there and catch these different types of fish. And it's a good way to spend your time. Be outdoors, you know, out there with nature and fishing.
No doubt about that. The other thing is get your own place with maybe your own pond on it. Place to get that is jirland.com. Tell us about the website, man. What you guys do, because it really looks cool. I was on it last night again.
Yeah, I mean, we're moving fast right now. We got tons of new listings. Seems like we're getting a new listing almost every day. It's a great time to be selling land. Great time to be buying land because a lot of people are selling it. You can contact us at 864-631-2770. I definitely encourage you to visit our website. I think we have one of the best websites in the business, www.jirland.com. And you can see what's out there and see what we do and contact us with anything we can help you with.
Zach Orr wants this 6 mile horse farm you guys got over in Pickens, and he's ready to make an offer on that. So that'd be good. About 76 acres. That'd be good stuff there. Hey, man, as usual, we always appreciate it, bud. Hope you have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing you guys soon, I hope.
Thanks, Mickey. Take care.
That's a good friend, John Tompkins, J.I.R. Land.
I've been to that horse farm.
Huh?
I've been to that horse farm.
Nice.
I went to it. They had a big auction over there. And we rode over.
Boy, I could do that.
It's a lovely piece of property.
Yeah. I need property to build my golf course on.
You can probably get a golf course in there.
I'm going to build one golf course before I die.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I already got my ideas. I got my little notes I keep on. I got to go to courses, you know, and they're like, what my locker room wanted to look like, or you know, you got to have one of those big roll-out clocks.
So what's take us through you know, the first tee. Take us through the first hole.
Well, first of all, what we're going to do is the practice area, short game area, driving range area. We're going to have, you know, simulated fairways and stuff in the green. So we're going to have an unbelievable practice area.
Sure.
Multiple putting greens and chipping greens, all those kind of things. Putting greens by the first and tenth tee. The front nine will come back to the clubhouse. The back nine will come back to the clubhouse. Obviously, it won't be a links where you go out and come back. So we'll have, you know, that way you tee off. We might even do this. Might do sixes. You know, one through six. Six comes back. Seven through 12 comes back. And 13 through 18 comes back.
There you go.
That way you can start people different things there. That's one of the things I'm kind of tinkering with right now. A lot of character in our greens. A lot of variety in our greens. A lot of strategy in our greens. Like what side of the fairway you want to lay up to. And
first impressions are everything.
Yeah.
What's the first hole?
Well, it depends on the lay of the land. All depends on. We're going to be very natural. We're going to be minimalist when it comes to the land.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I like to ease your way into a round. And it'd be a par four.
Nice,
par
easy
five,
par four.
Yeah, most likely. Or maybe a birdie par five, just kind of ease your way. Maybe a par four because you don't want to start the round out with, you know, people going for it in two or not. And then you get a backup or get a little bottleneck right there in the first tee. So for pace of play wise, probably a par four. But some tiers in our greens, some little shelves in our greens, a lot of character in our greens. We're gonna have some pot bunkers. We have a lot of strategy involved. I'm gonna give you some bailout areas as well, and I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Now all I need is $6, $7, $8, $10 million to build it. But got a lot of good ideas out of
it. Is that it? That's all it costs these days?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I hadn't really researched that.
If you really
Zoysia fairways, by the way,
passionate about it, you'd out there just doing it by hand.
Nice. But Zoysia fairways.
Zoysia.
Yeah.
What are the greens?
Most likely a Bermuda green. Most likely one of the hybrids of Bermudas out there. But we're going to have a lot of character in our greens, like I said.
What's the golf course going to be called?
Mr. Orr 24.
Yeah, you got to have a
Mr.
name.
Mr. Orr's 18.
You got to have a name for it.
I don't know. Not have one in my head now. Probably name it after some, you know, Royal County Down or something like that.
Royal County Down.
Where, you know, we're Belfast, you know, something like that. Anyway, back to the motherland, through all that works.
You're building over there.
No, I'm building here.
Oh.
But we're going to name it or something over there. I don't know. We got some details to work out still. It's going to be pretty good. Looking forward to that. I got a couple texts on this Josh Belk situation, and I'll just go ahead and just say it again. There's a lot of fishy stuff in there. And... you know, I read several interviews with him. I hadn't heard any interviews with him. People talk to him, interviewing him. It's just like, well, you know, certain things come up, certain things happen. Let me be clear about this. When you talk in vague, because we go this, well, you don't really need to know. It's a private situation. Yeah, whatever. But when you talk in very vague terms, you're going to get more questions than answers.
Sure.
So if someone asks you a question, then you know, answer it or answer the best you can, or expect people to really go, there's just something not quite right about this whole deal. And I'm not sure when and why and where and how, but there's just something quite not quite right about all that. You agree with this? Am I on my own? Something that's my little scent?
It's weird to speculate about something when it's supposed to be because of a family member, right? It's supposed to be because of a sick relative.
You know what, though? I'll be honest with you. Everybody's got a sick relative.
Sure. Sure.
You do, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I do. Everybody's got a sick relative.
We're over here. We're going to see a body. Like, that's where we're at this point for Clemson fans.
No, I'm not saying that.
We're going to see proof.
I'm not saying that.
Show me the toe tag.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's something there that's just not quite right. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to change subjects in the next segment because I want to do some of his bowl projections that I read yesterday.
You're all over the place.
But I want to read you this and just get you a little 30-second answer in this one as we kind of jump around a little bit. There's an ESPN.com article today that asked a very interesting question. Brad Stevens or a superstar player, which one would you want to have? You know, the Celtics don't really have that superstar player. One of the things that we would say in the NBA playoffs, NBA championship is now, boy, you got to have not only one, but you need two superstars and sometimes three.
Yeah.
You know, you need that Curry, Thompson, Durant kind of thing. You need a three-headed monster. You needed that.
James Wade Bosh.
Yes. That Bird, DJ Parrish or McHale, you know, that kind of stuff. That's four or five-headed monster that was. Worthy, Johnson and Jabbar. Jordan, Grant, and Pippen. And Steve Kerr. Who? Kerr. Anyway, so he needed all those. the Celtics, they're just doing it with a great coach and like grit, and like great defense. So I think it's a pretty interesting question. How valuable is Brad Stevens compared to the rest of the league? I will tell you this. Remember when Luke Walton, we talked about this before, where Luke Walton like had no coaching experience and then they went on the longest run in NBA history. The bottom line is they just had great players. They didn't need coaching. Well, the Celtics need great coaching. So I'll ask you this, Mr. George 24. Because of the longevity of it, because of the lack of an, you don't have any kind of injury issues with Brad Stevens. Would you rather have Brad Stevens or a superstar player?
Superstar player.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. He's a good coach. Hasn't won a championship yet.
Right. Yet.
Yet. I think the players are the most valuable part of the team.
And most NBA teams will agree with you.
And you can look at a team that's won a championship, such as Cleveland, and they've done it with subpar coaching, and they've done it with superstars.
Let me ask you this. If someone said, let's say you are the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, who's not very good right now, and they said, we're going to go spend some money. We're going to make a trade. We're going to give up a little bit of draft picks, whatever. I'm going to give you, we're going to get, we got a chance to either get Kevin Durant or Brad Stevens. Who you want?
Kevin Durant.
Okay. I don't totally disagree with you. Matter of fact, probably do agree with you, 100% agree.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty interesting conversation.
Actually, make me pick another player. I hate Kevin Durant.
Why do you hate Kevin Durant?
I think he chased it. He sold out and chased it.
So you like Russ?
I don't like Russ, but I like him better than Kevin Durant.
We're going to have a new segment on the show coming up where I give you either or.
Either or?
Yeah.
There you go.
So just quickly on that one. Russ or KD?
Westbrook.
Like you'd rather him be on your team?
Yes.
I told you I had this college football coach tell me, he said, I coach NFL guys. I coached in college football forever. Russ is the best athlete I've ever seen in person.
We have a text saying, Popovich didn't say tell me about superstars. You're going to tell me Tim Duncan wasn't a superstar?
Duncan was a great superstar.
You're going to tell me Parker wasn't a superstar?
Parker, David Robinson was a superstar.
Pop did not do it in San Antonio without superstars. Kawhi Leonard's a superstar.
Superstar. Matter of fact, I don't know any NBA coaches ever won an NBA championship without a superstar.
Until the Celtics this year?
They're not going to win this year.
No?
Mm-mm. Name one.
Cleveland's coming back?
No, but they won't win. They won't beat the Western team. The Rockets or the Wizards will beat the Celtics in the finals. Give me one NBA championship team that didn't have a superstar.
I don't think you can. I think they all have some star power in those teams.
Again, I don't know enough about the Bob Pettit years or any of that kind of stuff. But I can just tell you that it'd be hard to win one without a great player. Let's see if I can see this right here. Looking right now. Going back to Lakers, Celtics, some Pistons. Larry Brown's Pistons team, maybe an 04, man. I don't know. I'll get to
Ben Wallace was a superstar on that team.
Yeah. Loved his hair. Is he a superstar?
On that team, absolutely it was.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, PrimeLending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins, let Amanda McCall, let the great team. They moved yesterday. They moved to a new office yesterday, so that's great news. To find out more about that, and if you want to move, call these folks. I talked to a prominent realtor yesterday in Clemson. You know what he said? I can't get any inventory, man. Nobody's moving. Nobody's buying anything. I mean, nobody's selling anything right now. You know, it's a seller's market right now. Which means if you're buying, you really, 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 really need these people on your side because you want the lowest rate you can get, so you can want the best loan you can get. It becomes very imperative that you do this. More than ever, you need this expertise. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins and his award-winning team help you at PrimeLendingSC.com. Hey, break. We'll come back. I got some bold talk. I'll do more on research on the NBA. That's an interesting conversation about winning a title without a superstar. We'll see a little bit about that. A short break. We'll come back for more. Final 30 minutes of the show right after this.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets. No one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $268 a month and zero down, get a 2018 EcoSport S with power equipment and sink, sale priced at only $18,999. You heard right. As low as $268 a month. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, the upstate's only Ford President's Award winner in 2017. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. Groupon lets me save on things all over the world, but it also lets me save on things all over my neighborhood. If I need to run and get my car washed or go to the dry cleaners, get my dog groomed, have my nails done, or grab some pizza, I can. And I save while doing it. Man, my neighborhood is amazing. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
What's more fun than shopping on eBay? Shopping on eBay guilt-free, of course. Check out eBay now for what's new and under $10. Thousands of items under $10 that you just can't miss. All in one place, all with free shipping. Tees, flats, socks, and shades, got them. Speakers, smartwatches, phone cases, and video games, those too. Find the latest in fashion, tech, home, and more before they're gone. All under $10 with free shipping at ebay.com/under10.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Tyler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
We are 1 week away from Engineer Sleep. Really, the only sale I've ever seen these guys had. Memorial Day sale next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 25th, 26th, and 28th. The first 10 people each day are going to get $200 extra off. What a great deal that is already. I mean, off a great deal as it is. The biggest sale, actually, but the only sale I've ever heard of them. Two free pillows with every order and more with in-store savings. This is really a huge deal at Engineered Sleep. People are catching on to it. Kelly Gramlich show brought by Engineered Sleep and a great, hot, successful show she has there. And just a really cool, you know, kind of promotion that they're doing. Again, next Friday, Saturday, and Monday, Memorial Day sale. First 10 people each day, $200 or save up to $200 and get that two free pillows. It's a really cool deal over at Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. I didn't see this on our healthcare text on 986-1566. Texter said, did you see the curling gold medalist Marcus Ball on the green with the gold medal in the Pro-Am? I did not see that. Was that at the BMW Celebrity Pro-Am Challenge Charity Classic Open? Here in the upstate?
No idea.
Because you know they're playing that now.
Good for them.
Even though I'm officially boycotting it.
Why? Couldn't get the invite? Is that why?
Yeah. Have
you played it before?
No. It's not the fact that I didn't get the invite. Look, I know my place around here. William Quackenbush showed me very clearly that he is the face of the station. When he plays in the celebrity softball game, he shoved your nose in it, Mr. Orr 24, and he showed you his power. He pulled his power of play. You wanted to play in a softball game. Quawk was the face of the radio station. I get that.
Sure.
Here's where I'm upset.
Pop up the shortstop.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
That's all he did? He didn't get a hit?
I think he might have got a single somewhere in there.
It doesn't matter.
All I did was get a video of him popping up to
shortstop. But, you know, even if you hit one over the big green monster over there, people wouldn't show up to see you. They would show up to see Quark. Quark's the face of the state. I get it.
Absolutely.
I don't mind that. I don't mind the fact that, you know, if we promote golf, you're like crazy on the show and all that and didn't get invited. That's fine. I get it. Tip Price deserves it. He's a little kid that is doing a great job. I like him. He's a better player than me. I get it. Here's what I'm upset by. Don Cheadle's there.
Mm.
Got the guy sending me the tweet saying Don Cheadle had on Clemson shorts and Clemson shoes at the celebrity softball game they have over there.
Really?
The greatest actor of a generation. You could mind me promoting more golf and me promoting more Don Cheadle, and I'm not involved in this thing. That's fine. I get it. I
We're going to call Don Cheadle the greatest actor of the generation?
Don Cheadle. Yo, you missed all this.
Don Cheadle?
You missed this.
The guy that's in the Avengers?
No, I don't know about the Avengers. I don't even know if he's in that or not. Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm telling you. You missed this from years ago. Don Cheadle is the greatest actor of his generation. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you go back and look at the filmography and the depths of roles that the guy plays, go back and look at him playing Montel Gordon in Traffic. Go back and play. Look at him playing Sammy Davis Jr. in Rat Pack. Go back and play. Look at him playing Buck Swoop in Boogie Nights. You know what?
Don Cheadle.
Go back and look at him playing in Ocean's 12, Basher Tar. Hotel Rwanda.
That's a good movie.
In Crash. He's Detective Graham Waters in Crash. In Ocean's 12 and 13 and... Yeah, Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3. I didn't know he was in all those. Captain America, he was in all those. Don Cheadle is the greatest actor of his generation. I'm a big Don Cheadle fan. And he's here. He's in Greenville. He's playing a thing. I get no invite. I see my role. I learn my role in life. I get no invite whatsoever.
You can go walk it today if you want to.
No.
Get out there and spectate.
Oh, no. Tiger.
Maybe get you on a bag or two.
Tiger J. Oates sent me that. Here's a picture of him right here, Mr. Orr. Clemson shorts, Clemson shoes on, Cheadle. Celebrity softball game over at Floorfield.
Dang.
I get no invite. But that's okay. I am constantly reminded of how small of a man I am around here.
Couldn't get invited to the golf outing.
No.
Couldn't get invited.
And it's not the Masters. It's not the U.S. Open. It's
the celebrity softball game.
No, Quark's the face of the station on that.
Quark's the face of the station.
Yeah.
What else did you not get invited to?
royal wedding.
Can't get invited to the royal wedding. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a tough time to be a bigger brother right now.
It really is. I am reminded all the time of just how bad that it is. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get some, speaking of Twitter, get some of our tweets in. Adam, my good friend Adam writes in, "Making any new driver, any recommendations for fitters in the upstate? Go over to Katichi and let the folks over there fit you. They've got some really good looking Callaway stuff over there. Katichi, katichi.com. Jeff is one of the best club fitters in Georgia. It's just a short drive, Adam. I'll text that or tweet that back to you. Samuel writes in, "I'm kind of actually interested in seeing the Cord and Tish coverage of the royal wedding on HBO. That's Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon.
Who's Molly Shannon?
She is a superstar.
Superstar.
You know, she smells her armpits.
I really don't know who that is.
Saturday Night Live character. Molly Shannon.
Oh, okay. I know. That's a Google her.
Yeah. Jody writes in, "I'm going to name my golf course Eastbound and Down. Theme course are the way to go, boys. Smoking.
Load it up and
we're going to do what they say can't be done."
Trucking.
All right. Did you see the story where Tua says that he almost transferred out before the national championship?
I did read that story just a couple minutes ago. Said if he had made up his mind.
Yeah.
He had talked to his parents.
Yeah.
He actually called his dad and said, "Do you think my offer at USC is still available?" And they asked him to stick it out to the end of the season. He said, "All right, if I don't play the last game of the year, I'm done. I'm gone."
This is not news. Lane Kiffin said this on Dan Patrick's show, that everybody in college football knew it was coming.
But it's confirmed through
Tua
now, which is unique.
Right. It's crazy to think about. And now he's going to be the starter at Alabama, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts does not start at Alabama in the opening game of the year next year against Louisville, right? Tua's the starter, correct?
He absolutely should not start. Yeah, it should be Tua.
Right. Does Jalen Hurts hang around then? Does he switch positions? Is he the backup guy then? Does he play? Do they rotate quarterbacks? You know, we talk an awful lot about what's going to happen here. Interestingly enough, the top two teams in college football next year kind of going through the same thing, right? Really? Mm-hmm. Georgia kind of the same thing? All these guys kind of the same thing. Very interesting stuff. I didn't mention it, but Mike Slive passed away at the age of 77. SEC commissioner helped turn things around in the SEC. Final college football note this segment. See where Scott Frost got on Alabama? And you know what? He's right. You know, Nick Saban talked about how unclaimed national championships, you got to win it on the field. He made a good point. He said Alabama probably has one or two national championships they claim that weren't necessarily recognized by everyone. Not just one or two, pal. Several. Alabama had like some 8-2-2 seasons they claim a national championship with.
Mm.
He's right. If you're going to put 17 on the side of your helmet, whatever the number is now, it's got to be legitimate. So, isn't it hypocritical, my friend? Isn't it hypocritical for Alabama and Nick Saban to talk bad about unclaimed or claiming national championships when they did the same thing back in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s?
They just need to line them up. Let these boys play.
No.
Yep. Decided once. I'm done with the back and forth in the media.
No.
Line it up.
Texter makes a good point here. If Josh Bell's mom's so sick of everything so bad, she'd even be playing college football. That's the reason you leave. That's not the reason he's leaving. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
Does everybody know that?
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that?
I mean, don't you think? Here's a really interesting text. Mickey, you know you have to leave the city limits of Clemson to get to Greenville. Really? Didn't know that. Thought we could just move Greenville over here. Brilliant. Brilliant. Texas said that Quark had a double down the left field line. Is that true? First of all, you know how slow Quark is. That baby had to roll all the way to the wall for him to get a double out of it. Let me guess, there's a runner on first and they threw to third and they gave Quark like a, you know, like a...
He advanced on the throw.
But they called it a double.
Right. All I know is he flew out to the shortstop in the video I was sent.
Popped out.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's not a good look, right?
And he wore, like, leggings. Compression socks.
He wore them in high school basketball, too, though.
Did he?
Yeah. armbands, like the arm sleeves, wristbands all the way up the elbow, the long pants underneath his baggy shorts, and the headband.
I would have chirped the crap out of that guy.
People killed the guy.
Man. I would have been in his ear the entire
time. I love the guy, man. I love the guy.
Great guy.
Just not a fashion.
One of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah, but not a fashion guy. Right. But you know what he is? Face of the station.
He is a face of the station.
No getting around that.
We can sit here and poke fun at his attire all we want, but at the end of the day,
yeah,
he was playing in the celebrity softball game.
Because he's the celebrity.
That's what I'm saying.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Can't get any more simple.
Mm-mm.
All right, we'll come back in the final segment. Well, I'm going to get you set up now. Again, with Clemson, we're saying 3 o'clock today. With that said, some rain in the forecast maybe tomorrow, so keep an eye on that one. We'll give you set up on what's at stake today in the ACC, in the Atlantic Division, in the conference, and the conference seedings, and the pods, and all that kind of stuff. We'll also give you where the ACC title games and championship games, where they're all going. Really get you set up for the Preakness, you know, just an overall kind of a primer for the weekend. We'll do that in our final segment with Zach or Mickey Plotter more right after this.
Bojangles believes that boneless chicken should be full of flavor. That's why we serve bold, craveable chicken supremes. For a limited time, get a chicken supreme snack with four supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi friends, Mickey Plotter here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Legend Speaker Series presents Coach Steve Spurrier June 6th at the Embassy Suites at Verde. Coach Spurrier's storied career as a player and a coach has made him one of the most decorated football icons in history. Don't miss your chance to get up close and personal with the head ball coach and enjoy a special evening with a one-of-a-kind silent auction. The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Legend Speaker Series presented by Ingles Markets. For information and to purchase your tickets, visit scfootballhof.org/shop.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It's vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Debate here between Mr. Or 24 and me about the greatest actor of the generation. And you're telling me that, well, how many years are in between a generation? 10?
It's a generation would be
10
when
years.
They can, you know, typically reproduce, right? So 18 is what I would throw it at.
No, I put it down.
Well, if it's your argument, 10 it is.
It's my argument. Denzel's 63 and Don Cheadle's 53.
Okay.
Well, Denzel sure was good as Frank Lucas in American Gangster, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tie. If you're putting Denzel in Don Cheadle's generation, tie.
No,
then.
Let me be clear about this. You're putting Don Cheadle in Denzel's generation.
Oh, very good. Touche. Good point. But just ask the Screen Actors Guild and the Golden Globes and the Emmys and the... he hadn't won an Oscar yet, has he?
Washed up.
Man, we're... Why even have the Oscars if you don't give it to Don Cheadle?
That's what I'm saying.
Why even have it? I love that guy.
You're a bit of a fangirl about this guy. Let's go up and meet him.
I got a little bit of pride about me.
Do you?
Yeah. Little ego involved in this one.
Uh-huh.
Was I invited to it?
Nope.
Okay.
So you're not going?
20 years. Talked about a guy on the show for 20 years. Can't get an invite. That's all right. That's fine. We'll see how that works out. On CBS Sports, is this a sport, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24? On CBS Sports right now.com, you can watch the CrossFit Game Regionals.
Is CrossFit a sport? Mm-hmm. No. It's an exercise.
It's also a direct road to infidelity. So anyway, like, I wonder.
Oh, God.
I wonder. In the infidelity Olympics right now, who leads, Facebook or CrossFit?
Shooting from the hip this morning.
I wonder how many divorce attorneys have said the word CrossFit or Facebook. Mm. Anyway, welcome back. Looking forward to the weekend. It's not a great weekend in sports. This is not. This is not one of those you just all mark down to. You know what's going to be a great weekend in sports? I got to look and see. I think I'm right by saying this. I think our preseason magazines come out next week.
You've been saying that for
two weeks. I said either last Thursday.
Maybe 3 weeks.
I think either last Thursday or...
Some might say a month.
No. I think it's... I mean, last Tuesday or this Tuesday. I think. I'm right by saying that. That magazines come out on Tuesdays, according to... I think I'm right by saying here locally. Come out on Tuesdays. That's when the delivery guy comes. That's going to be a good one. That's where I stick my nose in his magazine and I learn more about Washington. I thought J-Dub made a really good comment this morning. Washington's going to go over 9, over 8.5. Give me a little win game for Washington. You know, the quarterback comes back.
What's his name?
The guy had the shoulder surgery.
Yeah, I know.
Browning.
Browning. Jake Browning?
Yeah.
I thought Jake.
I'm not in football mode yet. But I'll tell you this. This is a team. I'm looking at their schedule right now. Give them a little win game. You ready?
Yeah. They beat Auburn in week 1.
I'm just telling you right now, that's just how it is.
That's what happens.
There is no doubt in anybody's mind they beat them right now.
1-0.
Right. North Dakota home.
2-0.
At Utah.
3-0.
Arizona State at home?
4-0.
BYU at home?
5.
At UCLA?
At UCLA, you say?
Uh-huh.
6.
At Oregon?
7. Things are going well in Washington.
Colorado at home?
8.
At Cal?
9.
Stanford at home?
9-1.
Open date?
Oh, you can lose the open date.
You lose the open up there, it's because of the government in Seattle. Oregon State. Oregon State. Oregon State.
10.
At Washington State.
11-1.
Dude, their over-under is 8.5.
Hammer the over on that.
Like, how can you not do that?
Hammer. That's easy money.
All right, you want... here's one that he talked about. Let me give... I got to find one here now. Let me give you Ohio State over and under. I had no idea that Ohio State could be this low. Ohio State over under is 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ohio State opens up. Is TCU the second game of the year? Yeah, they open up with Oregon State at home. All right. 2000 and I got to get 18 here. Oregon State at home.
Win.
Rutgers.
Win.
TCU on the road, or neutral site.
W.
Tulane.
Also a W.
At Penn State.
Still a W.
I'll give them a loss on that one.
At Penn State without Saquon Barkley this year? You don't know what that team's going to be like.
Indiana.
Win.
Minnesota.
Win.
Purdue. At Purdue.
Win.
Keep an eye on that one. It might be two. Nebraska at home.
Win.
At Michigan State.
Win.
Maryland. At Maryland.
Win.
Michigan in the horseshoe.
Harbaugh gets his first.
I mean, how do you not win 10 games on that schedule? That's over.
Harbaugh and Shea Patterson win at Ohio State.
I got to quickly fly through these because we're going all over Josh Lewis's file that he talked about. Alabama is 10.5. Please find 2 losses in here for Alabama's schedule.
Okay.
You ready? Louisville in Orlando.
No, they're not going to lose that game.
Arkansas State.
They win it.
At Ole Miss.
Yep.
Texas A&M at home.
Yep.
Louisiana Lafayette at home.
Mm-hmm.
At Arkansas.
See.
Missouri at home.
Ah.
At Tennessee.
Oui.
At LSU.
Yes.
Mississippi State at home.
Yes.
The Citadel at home.
Yes.
Auburn at home.
That's the only one.
Auburn's going to beat them there?
They could lose that game, is what I'm saying. Like, I can't find another game that they're...
All right. Now, find me 2 losses on Clemson's schedule. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Find the schedule part on here.
Got our countdown clock up.
Oh, yeah. 105 days, 16 hours, 5 minutes, and 42 seconds.
Until?
Clemson and Furman. What was that?
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. Quickly, Furman at home.
Yes.
At A&M.
You could lose that game.
Yeah. Georgia Southern.
Yep.
At Georgia Tech.
Win.
Ticket office. Syracuse.
Debbie.
At Wake Forest.
Debbie.
NC State at home.
Debbie.
At Florida State.
You could lose that game.
Law.
Huh? I think you roll. I think Louisville is going to be real bad this year.
At Chestnut Hill.
Win.
Duke.
Win.
South Carolina.
Win.
I think J-Dub hit the nail on the head. Alabama and Clemson over 10.5. Ohio State over 9.5. Washington over 8.5. LSU 6.5. I don't know what to think about it, buddy. I got to be honest with you. I just don't know what to think about it. Not sure. Finally, before I get to our 2 minute drill. J-Dub sends this. Justifies trainer Bob Baffert was asked about horse's injury. He says, quote, "When I tell you the horse is ready to go, he's ready to go. I'll see you in New York." So, triple crown. Triple crown. All right. Quickly, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. Email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with him at BradHughesInsurance.com. Better covers, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. You can certainly call him. If you make one phone call this weekend, 292-3001. Let Brad Hughes help you out. Today, I forgive North Korea. Apparently, they were misled last night.
Quite a forgiveness. Go ahead.
Yeah. They fired a missile. Because they saw Seth Beer's home run and they thought it was incoming.
There it is.
My goodness gracious, did that guy hit a bomb last night.
There it is.
Dude, is that the longest home run you've seen out of Clemson this year?
Could be.
Bomb.
Very well could be.
North Korea's thought it was some sort of intercontinental missile. Goodness gracious, that thing was long. More of Seth Beer, more of a Beer going 4-for-5 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs in the 17th home run of the year and a walk. He was on base 5 times last night. And I will warn all Clemson baseball opponents, don't let Seth Beer get hot in this postseason. Be forewarned.
There's a lot of finger wagging.
That's right. You just be forewarned.
I'm warned.
On that one. We finish things up, as we always do, with a 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
3 o'clock game today for Clemson baseball. 2:30 pregame show right here on WCCP. No, I do not know if it's going to be delayed. No, I have no information I can share with you. No, do not text the WCCP healthcare text
line. Can they call your personal line to find out?
Do not call my personal call.
I'm going to give you a personal text line.
Do not call us.
And I'm going to give you a personal text line out for people to call you.
Check Twitter. Check the Clemson Baseball Twitter webpage. Check whatever you want. Just don't check us. We don't have information before Clemson does. Clemson Baseball will have your updates. Check their Twitter page. Check their Facebook page. Instagram. Whatever you want to. Clemson Baseball.
Or call 864. What's your? I'm just kidding. Eric Newton. EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. My good friend EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. I know he'd love to help you out. It's EricNewton.com.